and operate on that thing for about 8 hours, and then we do it all again. So I'm pretty used to having the resources you need to have to do stuff. When I came to Fond du Lac, I walked in the door, and the only thing they had was one dial-up internet connection that was servicing, well, supposed to be servicing, all of their business functions when it worked. That was, you know, short 12 years ago. Currently, we have 10 gigabit fiber between all of our business entities. Some of our community centers are 1 gigabit fiber, but it suffices for them. We came a long ways there. And while we're at it, so has the understanding and the expectation of the community. When I first got there, it was, you know, that electricity thing, that's a fad. Nobody needs that. We're talking about internet, aren't we? That internet thing, no one needs that. That's not needed. Two, it is, even by our elders, an expected utility. They expect it to work. Now, most of them, probably 90%, don't have the ability to do that in their home. Although, if you're lucky enough to live along the Cloquet Corridor of the reservation, you get choices. You can get DSL, you can get cable internet, you can get quite a few things. But if you live in the greater reservation, you have a phone line, and not even a good one at that. You know, so you don't have a lot of choices. Or satellite. You know, satellite's always posed as the service for everyone. Well, there are some real socioeconomic barriers to satellite. Not to mention, really, for those of you who use it, isn't really all it's cracked up to be. So now we have a situation where we're working on getting the last mile and the hurdles for that last mile. And what a lot of people who live right on the reservation are starting to experience is their kids. And they listen to their kids talk, and their kids, you know, technology isn't something new for them. It's like, I mean, phones haven't always had buttons. You mean your phone didn't always work and carry it out in your pocket? But they listen to their kids talk. I got a 16-year-old myself, and I was with his friends. And they talk about, yeah, I'm thinking about getting a job, it's also, but they don't have internet. I'm not gonna listen. Or, geez, you know, so-and-so and their buddy, when we're talking about moving in together, wouldn't it be great? We could get an apartment. Yeah, but we can't. I'm not going any place that doesn't have internet. And it seems strange to some of us that grew up and didn't have it to think that they're making what we would consider to be big life choices. Where am I going to go to school? Where am I going to live? What kind of job do I want? What city do I want to live on? Not on anything other than what kind of connectivity they have. You know, my 16-year-old, 5 years ago, most people would have looked at him and said, boy, he's kind of antisocial. He spends a lot of time by himself. He doesn't really do much. What they didn't realize is, no, actually, he has friends all over the world. He spends lots of time corresponding with them. They send pictures back and forth. They video chat. They do all these things. But he's lucky. I live in Duluth. And we've got a 30-minute connection to the internet. You know, some of the kids he goes to school with in Carleton, they don't have it so good. As a matter of fact, I watched him as he's grown up from being 2 to where he's 16 now, even change the direction of who he's friends with. Not because he doesn't like them anymore, not because they go to school, but they don't have the same connectivity. They can't get online and do their homework yet. They can't, hey, did you see such and such? Oh, let me show you this clip. You know, doesn't happen. And people don't realize how much the internet has went from a luxury to an expected utility. And as an expected utility, there's this whole burdensome problem for me as an IT director, you know, because as an IT director for an Indian reservation, unfortunately, I'm not just expected to make all the business stuff work. I'm supposed to take care of the community stuff, too. And I get asked all the time, well, why don't you just hook us up? And I'm like, well, I can, but I'm going to need, like, I don't know, maybe 25-50% down of what it's going to cost to put it in. They're like, well, that's not so bad. I said, and it's going to be about $150,000 to run that fiber line out in front of your house. They're like, I can't do that. I'm like, I know. So the challenge I really face now is we don't have a tax base to draw on. We can't sell bonds. We can't do anything.